evening, everybody. Good evening, everybody. As you heard a second ago, I believe David said that I'm Daniel from Vantage Point AI, and I appreciate everybody joining this evening. And thank you for giving us the time, David. This is always anytime we can get an opportunity to help traders understand some tips, some techniques, some strategies to trading the current marketplace or the new market, whether we're talking about the new year, the new presidency, doesn't matter what it is. If you're able to apply artificial intelligence to improve and enhance your trading and get up to 86% accuracy, then you're doing something pretty good. So I want to take the opportunity to share everybody and show you guys some tips and tricks to trading the markets with artificial intelligence. First, as usual, you're probably pretty accustomed to this by now. As you know, we're talking about trading. Trading is hard, definitely involves risk. You shouldn't be trading with money that you can't afford to lose. You know, we say that all the time, but it's just important that you're using risk capital because there is no perfect solution. There is no crystal ball, right? Nothing is perfect. This is about giving you information to get better today than you were yesterday, tomorrow than you are today. And that's what I'm here to show you. So I'm not giving you any trading advice. We're telling you any positions to get into, simply showing you some tips and tricks that have been successful now for decades. And I'm going to share some user experiences. I'll share some hypothetical trades and simulated markets, and I'll show you exactly how the artificial intelligence has been utilized to trade these kinds of markets. So thank you again for joining. This is me. My name is Daniel. I've got about 23 years now in the financial markets. I've got a lot of experience in the markets. And for the last decade, I've done nothing but help traders understand and utilize the artificial intelligence that I'm talking about as an AI trading mentor, coach, and international speaker. I may have seen you at, you know, a money show or Traders Expo or AAII, you know, and if I have, nice to talk with you again. I used to love getting out and, you know, shaking hands and meeting traders in person. Now with, obviously with going on with COVID, we haven't been out on the road at all, but maybe we'll get back to that soon. So, I was probably like a lot of you, a corporate guy. You know, I spent many years in corporate America before I retired from corporate America and decided that trading, and especially trading with artificial intelligence, was the way I wanted to go. And when I found Vantage Point and the artificial intelligence had accuracy up to 86%, I said probably the same thing a lot of you are saying right now, which is, okay, that's pretty accurate, but can you prove it? Right? Give me some proof that you can get that kind of accuracy and that artificial intelligence, and combined with some tips to interpreting it, can be that successful. So we're going to do that this evening. We're going to walk through it. I'm going to show you how we found the Dow reversal back on February 21st before the COVID reversal, right? How we caught this huge trend in DocuSign, or the major oil drop before oil went, what, -$35 a barrel. How the artificial intelligence was able to find these markets, these trend reversals ahead of time. We're going to walk through that this evening. We'll look at some actual forecasts in the AI, and we'll talk about how you can use that. But before we dig into those details, and that's the fun stuff, we know that's the minutia we love to get into, I'd like to give you a background on what we've done as an organization and where we come from, who we are, because I think it's important to understand the who behind the what, I guess we could put it that way. So let me introduce you to our founder on the right-hand side of the screen. That's Lou Mendelson. And on the left-hand side is his son, Lane Mendelson, our president. Now, thinking about Lou Mendelson, he's a published author. He's the founder of Vantage Point Artificial Intelligence. He's been utilizing artificial intelligence personally since the late 80s. Now, that wasn't the first thing that he started using. He was a trader in the 70s and started Vantage Point in 1979, right? 1979, our organization was started by Lou Mendelson, and it was designed to help traders become a little bit better. He was the first person to create strategy backtesting and make it available on a personal computer for traders, the very first. And then he moved away from backtesting because he is a Carnegie Mellon alumnus, and he knows what, and he knew back then what artificial intelligence, neural networks could do for trading. And that's when he, you know, his brainchild, Vantage Point, the software, was created and released in 1991. So we're literally talking about a program that's been available for individual traders and investors now for 30 years, thanks to Lou Mendelson. Now, he's passed the torch of the day-to-day activities to his son, Lane Mendelson, which I like to call a second-generation phenom. Now, Lou's, I talk to him every day. He's around the office on a regular basis, so he hasn't gone anywhere. But Lane is responsible for the day-to-day operation here at Vantage Point. software. And, you know, he's even got the award for one of the 10 most influential artificial intelligence executives for 2019. Our company has racked up quite a bit of awards, and has been featured on Fox and CNN, CNBC, NASDAQ, Yahoo Finance, recently Benzinga, because of what we've been able to do for the financial markets. All right. Well, let me play this. Actually, you know what? Let me play this a little bit and get some, let me see if this plays. You guys should be able to hear this. Okay.
Lane Mendelson's company has developed a way to transform the lives of people.
Lane Mendelson, the president of Vantage Point Software.
Lane Mendelson.
Lane Mendelson.
Lane Mendelson, president of Vantage Point AI.
Joining me in the studio today is Lane Mendelson.
And with me today, Lane Mendelson, the president of Vantage Point AI.
Your artificial intelligence software was able to predict the January market drop.
Your company forecasted that the tech stocks erased all the gains for the year.
What's the criteria you use at Vantage Point when you look at a stock?
We're doing a very advanced form of pattern recognition using artificial intelligence.
My company's been involved with artificial intelligence for 30 years. This is the future.
You're talking about thousands and thousands of data points being analyzed every single day. A human could not do this.
If you're not analyzing all of those other factors, you're not seeing the full picture.
To really gain an edge in today's global markets, you have to have a global approach.
Vantage Point Software 的主席 Lane， 那他和我们一起分享一下股票投资。
It's all about having the odds in your favor. Our focus is the technology.
In the last 10 years, we've spent over $10 million in research and development, developing the technology.
We actually have been forecasting the retail stocks to go up for about a week now.
A couple of days ago, we said tech stocks were going to start to go up, and look what today happened. I mean, the Dow had a tremendous day today.
Our philosophy is if we can't predict it with a very high degree of accuracy, why bother? There are so many other stocks that we can forecast with such a high degree of accuracy.
And one of the things that I like about you personally, Lane, is that you really are a family guy.
I think that it's most important that, that you spend time with family, you teach values. My daughter knows all of our core values for our company, and the first one is integrity.
We're going to continue to refine, develop, and make this product so that everybody in the world who wants to have financial freedom can easily benefit from it.
All right. All right. Thank you, everybody. I appreciate that. You know, that's the reason why I feel like it's so important that we run through that is so that you know, again, who it is that you're dealing with and who our organization is and where we came from. If you could, just do me a favor. I believe I can open up the chat here. I've got the chat box. If you could make your way over to the chat box and let me know a little bit about you. I've got a couple of questions to make sure, you know, I understand who's in the room and I can adjust my talk track and my training based on who we have in the room. Just make your way over to the chat box and tell me, what is it that you trade? Are you a stock trader, futures trader? Are you doing stocks on options or maybe ETFs, Forex, cryptos? You know all the tradable assets that are out there. Which asset are you primarily trading and investing in? All right. Thank you, Bill. So we got Forex, we got crypto. That's good. I know there's a lot of people on this call. So why don't you just make your way over to the chat box and give me a little feedback so I could adjust my presentation if need be and just look through some of the details as a group. Stocks is primarily what people are looking at. So options. All right. Thank you. Profit Club, options on stocks and ETFs, I assume, since you just said options, that's usually the case. And then crypto as well. We can take a look at some of those markets. Well, regardless of the markets that we look at, the great news is that Vantage Point is going to cover stocks and options. It's going to cover cryptocurrencies and ETFs, the tradable assets. You know what I mean when I say that. So we'll cover some of those things. I can even try to bring up, yeah, thank you. I can even try to bring up, you know, Bitcoin. We can take a look at some crypto there. There's thousands of available markets available, you know, being predicted by the artificial intelligence. So when I say being predicted by the artificial intelligence, what I mean is there's an analysis that's going on behind the scenes that the artificial intelligence is doing to be able to predict. And I want to tell you what that is right now. It's something that we call intermarket analysis. And it's designed to look at the global connections because you know, and I know that we're not just trading in, you know, a market in single isolation. We're not just trading in a market that isn't being influenced by other markets around the world. We know there's global connections. The problem is the tools and the indicators and the news and the information you're reading right now doesn't take that into account the degree that it needs to. Let me show you what I mean. If you look at your screen right now, I think this is a pretty good illustration of what we're talking about. If you look at your screen, you can see two charts on your screen, one for AMD and one for the E-mini NASDAQ, okay? And you can see AMD and the NASDAQ took basically the same track at the same time, all right? You can see that when one went up, the other went up. When one went down, the other went down. The reason why is because these have a parallel relationship, right? When one, you know, one impacts another and vice versa. Well, this is an obvious relationship, right? I'm not uncovering anything you don't know. The problem though is that this relationship is there and it's influencing what you're trying to trade every single day, whether it's AMD or the NASDAQ. Those relationships are there. Even in markets with a little bit more volatility like this, the financial sector ETF, XLF, or Bank of America. When you look at those together, they took basically the same track at the same time. Well, that's good information to know. Those are surface level relationships. Again, we know that they're there. We know that they're primarily parallel relationships, but we're not all using them to the degree that we can to figure out what's happening with what asset we are trying to trade. And don't forget, not all the relationships are parallel. Some of them are inverse relationships, meaning like S&P, usually when the markets are strong and the S&P is rising, gold is falling. And that's an inverse relationship that is intact most of the year, but not all year. And no matter what, no matter how much analysis we did, no matter how many of us try to do the analysis, it'd be very difficult to do the kind of analysis that's necessary to figure out the relationships that are influencing the assets that you're trying to trade, all right? That's where the artificial intelligence comes in, because all we've done right now is scratch the surface. I love this picture of the iceberg because it just paints a perfect picture where you can see the top of an iceberg from a boat with the naked eye. That's like those relationships that we just went over, the ones that are obvious. They're surface level relationships. You can see them with the naked eye. The ice that's below the waterline, you can't see with the naked eye. As a matter of fact, you need some sort of technology, right? Cameras or sonar, you need some sort of technology to see the ice below the surface. Well, it's the same way in the markets. The influencing factors that you can see, like AMD and the NASDAQ, they're there, they're happening, you're looking at them, but the majority of those relationships can't be seen with the naked eye. They're too far below the surface and you need special technology to be able to see those relationships and especially use them to provide you any usable output or usable information. So let me show you what I mean. I'm going to flip over to the software and I'm going to show you some information based on, let's start with ConocoPhillips. Let me just take the artificial intelligence off the screen here. We'll come back to it. I'll add it back to the screen here in a second, but let me just take some of it off right now. And then when we come back, I'll add it back in. All right. So right now we're looking at the Vantage Point software. We're looking at the artificial intelligence and all I have on the screen are candlesticks, right? I don't have any indicators besides a candlestick on the screen right now. I've taken most of the artificial intelligence off. But why I'm in the software, why I want to show this to you is because that inner market analysis that's being done, that AI is going out and analyzing over 30 markets around the world to figure out what is influencing COP. And look, I'm going to show them to you. I'm literally going to pop the hood right now and show you those inner markets. There you go. If you look at the screen, you can see that ConocoPhillips is in the middle. And then I've got a diagram, you know, scattered around it. And when you look at that diagram, you'll see things like Textron, right? That's a stock like Marathon Oil in the same sector, if you will. Then there's things like ETFs, right? A leveraged energy bull ETF or American Axle and Manufacturing. Well, that's not in the same sector, right? But it's having an influence. See, the AI has gone out and analyzed all of the markets around the world and figured out that these are the markets, these are the stocks, these are the world currencies that are driving the price of ConocoPhillips up, down, or sideways. The AI is even so powerful, and this is patented technology, by the way, but the AI is so powerful that it knows which markets are influencing this stock, the direction that it's going to push ConocoPhillips, and the degree of impact. I mean, think about that. Just being able to do that level of analysis and figuring out which markets are driving ConocoPhillips, that's humanly impossible. And by the way, guys, I know you've all probably heard the buzzword artificial intelligence. I'm not oblivious to that. We've been utilizing it for decades upon decades. But let me tell you the big difference between the AI you're hearing out there in the marketplace and the AI that we're using. You see, we're not just doing, you're using artificial intelligence to do something that's convenient, to make something easier. We're literally using artificial intelligence to do something that is humanly impossible. Analyze over 10,000 markets around the world, figure out what's influencing ConocoPhillips, figure out the degree of impact. They're all weighted individually, and figure out the directional bias. That's humanly impossible. And when you can do that, think about it. If you know what's driving the stock and you know the direction it's going to push that stock, well, you could use that to generate some predictions. All right. And that's what we're doing here. And I'm just popping the hood, right? I haven't handed you the keys yet or anything like that. I just popped the hood because I want you to see the engine. I want you to see how this analysis is being done. And it's every single stock has its own inner markets. That's what these markets around ConocoPhillips are called, because the AI has figured out what is influencing those individual stocks. I'll tell you what, if you're looking at this, since, you know, we've got a quaint group here, if we're looking at this and you're saying just that makes complete sense to me and I can see how that can help me, and you want to talk with somebody on my team, just pop your phone number into the chat box. Make sure the two, it says all panelists. And then this way, somebody on my team that's on this call can grab your phone number. And what we'll do is give you a call later when I'm done talking, and we can talk through how you can add this to your repertoire. Because when you look at this, and I know that the markets are globally interconnected, but you realize that the tools you're using aren't doing that global analysis, by now you should realize that you have a blind spot, right? It's safe to say you have a blind spot, and this could solve that blind spot, all right? So again, that's called intermarket analysis, and that's the first patent that we were granted from the U.S. Patent Office, and that's using this information, using AI to generate this information. The second patent is creating indicators, creating an output, and I'm going to show you that here in a second. But before I do, take a look at this. Let me go back to that iceberg really quick. Take a look at your screen right now, and take a look at this chart. We're not in Vantage Point. I just have a chart of Cisco up. Take a look at this chart and tell me whether you think Cisco is going to continue going up over the next week, or it's going to go sideways, or it's going to go down. What do you say by looking at this chart about Cisco? And I'll give you a second to answer so that we can make sure everybody gets an opportunity to do some sort of analysis on there and figure it out. Thank you, Henry. Appreciate that. So we got up from somebody, we got down, we got up. So mixed bag so far. Go ahead, guys. What do you think Cisco is going to do? Because when you look at this chart, you can see the candles here. And we're talking about over the next week or so, right? And usually what happens is, you know, we have more indicators that we would add, right? If we're looking at a chart, if you're looking at your platform and you're looking at Toss, TradeStation, whatever platform you're using, you may add some indicators like Fibonacci or support and resistance. Look at the list on the screen. You've probably seen, used, if you have, and you've seen these or used these in your past, let me know that in the chat box. I love, if you can't tell, I love interaction. I love interaction because it just helps, you know, this information get disseminated in a way that makes sense. So if you have a question or you see something you want to comment on, by all means, please use that chat box and send it to all panelists. And I'm happy to answer those questions for you. So the reason I have these on the screen is because these, I like to call these usual suspects. These are the indicators that most people are using, right? Moving averages, RSI for momentum, MACD. We're all familiar with them. We're probably all familiar with this position right here too, right? Where you're not sure by looking at the indicators, right? That you're not sure what is expected to happen, because these indicators aren't telling you what's expected to happen. They're telling you what just happened. Here, I'll add them to that Cisco chart so we can look at it. I've added Ichimoku Cloud. You can see that on the screen. I've added MACD, stochastics. I've got volume. I've got RSI, some moving averages, candlesticks. So when you look at this and you say, all right, well, what's this expected to do over the next, you know, week, three to 5 days, something like that. It doesn't get any clearer, right? These indicators, yeah, stormy. I love that. I love that phrase, right? These indicators just mung it up, right? Not because there's a lot of them, because there's really not that many, right? We just looked at some charts, and we always look at some charts that have more, but because these indicators only tell you what has happened, not what's going to happen. Even Ichimoku Cloud, when people say, that forecasts, go look up the definition and go look up the formula for Ichimoku Cloud. There's nothing forecasted in it. You have to interpret that forecast. That's why I always provide this warning. And I make sure people understand that these indicators, they're dangerous. Why? Because they have two major flaws, right? You could probably guess one of them. And that is, they're not looking at the markets from a global perspective. When you bring them a chart in your platform or any other charting program that's not looking at global market analysis or doing intermarket analysis, it's doing what I like to call single market focused. And we can all agree, we're not trading in a single market. We're trading in a very international market. Things that are being that are happening around the world are affecting us here. So that's the major flaw. The next one is that they lag the market. They only look backwards. I don't care if you're looking at a 1 second tick chart. It's the last second. It's not the next second. So they only look backwards. They don't look forward. There's no predictive information in the formula, and there's no predictive information in the calculation or the diagram, right? Well, that's the second patent we hold, is we've used that intermarket analysis to completely transform these indicators from lagging into leading indicators. Take a look at your screen. I'm going to show you, I'm going to walk you through them right now. These are actually predictive indicators generated by the artificial intelligence. The first one is a predicted moving average, and it shows like a blue line compared to a black line. The difference from this compared to a simple moving average, this is a predicted moving average. So if you look at the formula in the top right corner of your screen, a simple moving average adds up 10 days divides by 10. Let's say if you're doing a 10-day simple, even if you're doing a 10-day exponential, it still adds up 10 days. It just puts more weight on the more recent days, still past price, right? That's, we can all agree on that. The difference in the blue line that you get in this technology in Vantage Point is that it forecasts by adding 3 days of typical price unknown to anywhere else in the world besides Vantage Point, because those 3 days of predicted price are being created by the artificial intelligence after it's done the global market analysis, after it's done the intermarket analysis. That's powerful, right? So that's the first indicator we're going to talk about. It's called a predicted moving average. The second indicator we're going to talk about is a predicted neural index, and it's a green and red bar. And when it's red, that's short-term weakness over the next couple of days. And when it's green, that's short-term strength over the next couple of days. That's valuable because that gives you information about the price, right? Now you got a trend predictor, you got a price predictor, and on top of that, we're going to add predictive differences. If you look on the screen, there's a fuchsia pink line, an aqua line, and a navy blue line. That's 1, 2, and 3 day momentum predictors coming from the artificial intelligence. And when they're pointed up and they all agree, that is bullish momentum over the next 3 days. When they're pointed down and they all agree, that is bearish momentum over the next 3 days. Okay. In addition to that, there's a predicted high and a predicted low represented by this gray bar on the screen. This gray bar will predict the next day's trading range with incredible accuracy, incredible accuracy. When you get them all together and they all agree, you end up with what I like to call total confirmation. And when you have total confirmation, you're in the catbird seat. That trend is expected to change direction, either bullish or bearish, and you've got a potential opportunity there. All right. Now that we've got a good baseline and we understand the patents, we understand what this technology is doing with the artificial intelligence, let's get to those tips and tricks for interpreting it. All right. There you go. Look at your screen right now. I'm going to turn the artificial intelligence indicators back on. Neural index. There's our crossover. I'm also going to open this panel for the predictive differences. Great. Now we're back to square one. Actually, you know what? I'm going to even move this out of the way so we get a nice big chart. We're looking at ConocoPhillips, and we're looking at ConocoPhillips from December 11th to February 4th. This information gets the data from around the world at 6:30 at night from this company called Traders Only. In the bottom right corner, Traders Only collects the data from around the world and pushes it, you know, after formatting it so that the artificial intelligence can read the information. What we're looking for when we look at this information, the first thing we're going to do is take a look at that blue line. So let me grab a pen here. There we go. Right here on the screen, we see the blue line crossing above the black line. This is where the artificial intelligence is saying that this trend is expected to start going up. That's your first indicator that we talked about. That's telling you this trend is expected to start going up over the next couple of days. Now, I like to think about it like doctors, right? That blue line is like my primary care physician, right? My primary care physician will give me information. And if it's good or overly bad, I may want to verify that information with a second doctor, a specialist. Let's call this predicted neural index right here my specialist. If the blue line is forecasting the trend to go up, right, and the neural index is green, both my primary care physician, just to stick with that analogy, and my neural index, my specialist agree, bullishness, right? Now I don't stop there. I've got three indicators down here, predictive differences. 1, 2, and 3 day momentum all pointing up at that point as well. Well, I just got the input, if you will, or the output, however you want to call it, from three doctors, all educated at different schools, all coming up with the same conclusion that this trend is expected to go up, there's strength in it, and there is bullish momentum. But when they all agree again, you get that total confirmation, and that's really the key to you interpreting this. So as long as that blue line stays above the black line, as long as that blue line doesn't cross below, I could continue holding that position until I get a crossover. That crossover is an indication of a trend reversal over the next few days. Now, remember, there's always down days and uptrends, so you're going to get those and vice versa. But when that artificial intelligence has figured out that that trend is expected to reverse, that blue line will cross below. Now, take a look at this. This moving average, this black line is a simple moving average. It is still going up. That blue line has made a complete reversal. That can show you right there in just those two lines how quickly you can interpret this trend reversal. So you can see there's a trend reversal here. The neural index, my specialist agrees, predictive differences all pointing down. They all agree. Everything is set up saying, yep, that uptrend has come to an end and there is a downtrend beginning over the next few days. Well, if you just captured that, if you just went from crossover to crossover, and I'm simplifying this, but if you just went crossover to crossover and said, what would my potential profits look like? Well, you could see where that's a 16% gain in just 11 trading days. That's more than a percent a day, right? That's a fantastic move forecasted by the artificial intelligence. Now, I could go through this if I short the market, and I could go through this and just go crossover to crossover just to show you some, you know, relative gains. And you can see there's over now 23% in two trends. We got another one here. That's where are we at here? There's 35% or so in three trends. And take a look at the right hand side of your screen. You've got a fresh crossover, a fresh bullish crossover right here. Not from today, not from yesterday, but from what's today? Thursday? From Tuesday, is that right? From Tuesday. Man, my week is getting crazy. From Tuesday, you can see that there's a great one-day gain to be had here. And I don't know where ConocoPhillips ended up today, but just in this one day, you can see that there's a bullish trend forecast there, another 5%. So that's some very substantial trends, all forecasted with this artificial intelligence, notifying you in advance that these trends were expected to reverse. Again, like I like to say, putting you in the catbird seat, right? Getting you prepared for those trends, getting you prepared to position yourself to profit, right? And that's the benefit of this. That's where that artificial intelligence comes into play. Because remember, to generate any of these predictions, you've got to have that global market analysis being done. And you've got to have that patented process, because those predictions, that process is what's generating that up to 87.4% accuracy. All right. Here's another one. Oh, this is a good one. Moderna. The reason I say this is a good one is because this has a major impact on what's going on in the pandemic, right? With their vaccine. Well, prior to their vaccine coming out, look at the profit potential on Moderna. When you look at the screen and you just analyze the screen, just like we just did as a group, and you say, look, the blue line crossed above right here on this day. I can see it's now above. It's riding that line for a couple of days, but this day is the day that it's above. I can see that. The neural index, second doctor, if you will, agrees, right? We've got strength there. The predictive differences are all going up. 1, 2, and 3 day predictions are all going up, saying there is momentum building into this, right? You guys can see that. It's on the screen. And what we're talking about here is getting total confirmation. And when you have total confirmation, you can be confident that that trend is expected to move. And then as long as that blue line stays above the black line. Now, I don't know if anybody on this call captured that Moderna trend, but you can see where Vantage Point indicated that Moderna trend expected to start and where the forecast was expected to, or was ending based on that forecast. How'd you use this information? And you can see just going crossover to crossover. Again, I'm just keeping it simple. That's over 100% gain. Now that's a home run. That's not going to happen on a consistent basis, but wouldn't it be great if you could pick up something like that once, twice a year, once a month, who knows? But the idea is putting yourself in the position to capture these kinds of trends prior to them taking off, right? Because all of that analysis is being done behind the scenes. Let's keep on going through Moderna. Crossover. Take a look at this. Very easy to interpret. Oh, I got a big marker now. Crossover. We look down at the neural index. We see it is now red, right? My specialist agrees. If I look down at those predictive differences, you can see it's going down, down, down. All those predictive differences agree. So I've got, again, total confirmation. And guys, these are the tips to using AI. It's simple. It's look at the crossover first, then confirm with the neural index, and then check the momentum. And if you're doing that based on these artificial intelligence indicators, you're going to crush it this year. You could put yourself in a really, really good position using these kinds of indicators. Now, if I went crossover to crossover, even if I caught it the next day, right? Let's be extremely, extremely conservative. conservative here. Let's say you even caught it the next day and you were a day late because you just weren't sure. There you go. That's a fantastic gain. 13.74% that stock moved in 17 trading days. Now here's the next trend. Crossover to, this is the close of yesterday. The data will update this evening after we're done talking here. And there's 45%. So if we added all of these up, you could see that three trends in Moderna forecasted with the artificial intelligence grew to 150, 160, about 170%, rough numbers. And that's the underlying asset. For you options traders, you understand that that kind of movement, those kinds of positions can generate immense profits. I mean, heck, without it, 170%. I mean, who's doing that kind of those kind of profits? For you futures traders, here's the NQ. Here's a last forecast on the NQ. Okay. When you sit back and you think about it, you say, you know what? Can the artificial intelligence, did it forecast the COVID reversal? Yep, I showed it to you. It did. Did it forecast the bear market following that in March? Yep, and you saw that. Here's the latest trend going on the NQ. Now the NQ crossed over back here. The neural index agreed, the predictive difference was skyrocketing up in all three cases. That's an incredible trend going to the close yesterday. And then today's close, I mean, when you sit back and you think about it, I think the NASDAQ was up 160 or something points today. There's an incredible gains on top of that when you look at the NQ. There you go. Five contracts. Let's just back it down. I said, let's be conservative. Let's just back it down to one. $31,000 in potential gains using a full-size contract on the NQ. It doesn't matter the asset class, right? Somebody says they're trading Forex here. I'll go open up I'm going to go show my markets. Let's go open up the Euro USD, probably the most popular traded pair out there, right? Computer's going a little bit slow right now. Let's see. You guys should be able to see it on the screen right now. We're looking at the Euro USD, and I just opened up a fresh chart, and you can see that the Euro has been updated because the date says 2/5. That's tomorrow. The blue line crossed above, the neural index agreed, the predictive differences agreed, and if you just went crossover to crossover, trading full size lots, right? Let's do the math. Let's just go down to one lot, one trade, 3,200 euro. You can turn that into US dollars and you can see exactly how these forecasts and this information works day in and day out, right? No change. I've interpreted Forex. I've interpreted the NASDAQ. I've interpreted some stocks and the interpretation is the same. You've got to make sure you got these three things written down, right? Now, in addition to that, because this is the latest trend that's going on, right? The blue line is below the neural index cross, everything lined up, those three tips, right? Let's just run through them again because I want to make sure it's wash, rinse, repeat. That's the great thing about this. We don't have to over-engineer it. We let the artificial intelligence indicate, all right, this trend is expected to start going down. And remember, this is all end of day data. It says this trend is expected to start going down. It also says that the neural index is red and the predictive differences all agree. They're pointing down. Everything is lined up right down this line. And I can see that that set me up for a fantastic move to the downside. Now, what we're seeing here is weakness. The neural index is red, predictive differences is pointing down, indicating I can expect the Euro USD to be weak tomorrow and continue this downtrend. The ease of use comes in interpreting the indicators. You don't have to open up the inner markets every time you trade. You don't pop the hood on the car every time you get out and go to the store, right? I wanted to show you that so you can understand how it's working behind the scenes. But when you're using this day in and day out, you simply have to look at the predictive indicators. Look at the blue line, right? Look at what's going on with the neural index, look at what's going on with the predictive differences and set yourself up for success, right? I think somebody had a question. Let me go back to the chat and see what we've got. Oh, USD. Yeah, let me pull it up to be able to see it here on the screen. All right, let me get you the last forecast on this one. Tell me when you see it. Well, I guess I can't hear you, but let me see if it's showing on my side. This is, there we go, USD Chief, right? Is that the one you were looking for? Who is that? Yeah, Bill. All right. So we're looking at the Swiss franc here. Now, this is kind of the inverse, right? When you sit back and you look at it, it's like, well, we were just looking at the Euro USD. Well, here's the inverse market, bullish when that one was bearish. But the interpretation ends up being the same. We're looking for the crossover. We're looking for the blue line going above. We're looking for the neural index matching and the predictive differences pointing up. And we got that, right? And that's really the key to our success is that we don't have to over-engineer it. There you go, right there. 1.4%. I'm looking at Forex, so we're talking about full size lots. If you're doing minis, if you're doing micros, you can do the calculation, but you can see exactly how these work. And I've got several stocks here. We can keep on doing this because the idea behind using this information is so that you can make very quick judgment, take out the emotion, trade based off of what you see, not what you think or feel, trade based off of what you see with the benefit. benefit of artificial intelligence. Does anybody know FLIR here? F-L-I-R. Does anybody know what that company is or what that company does? FLIR does night vision goggles, infrared, things like that, right? They have infrared cameras that the military uses. They had a fantastic trend picking up on November 9th based on what this artificial intelligence said. Now, look, this trend had started out going sideways or even down, but the artificial intelligence did not change its course. This doctor number one, the blue line, said that trend was going to go up. The neural index agreed. The predictive difference is all pointing up with a very nice slope, indicating there's bullishness there. Now, that gets you an opportunity to capture major trends before this gap. And then, boop, look at that gap. I shouldn't say boop. I should say pow or bang, because that's a dramatic jump that you were in position for before it happened, right? And if you just went to the crossover, even if you exited that crossover there, there's 45% change in FLIR in just 55 trading days. I don't know about you, but taking nearly a percent per day out of a trade is an incredible trade. And it puts you in a position to have a very, very good 2021. And that's what we're here to do, give you that opportunity. As a matter of fact, let me switch my screen here. I want to give you guys the opportunity to do that before I run out of time, because I know when you see this information, you see how valuable it is. The question I always get is, okay, how can I get it? How much is it? So let's walk through what we've put together for everybody here on this call. We're going to give everybody here AI software package for an entire year. You're going to get access for a one-year subscription to the Vantage Point software. That gives you access to the predicted moving average, the neural index, the predictive differences for an entire year. As a matter of fact, for the first 3 weeks of that year, we're going to give you every stock sector, every futures market, every Forex pair, every crypto that we have. And we have some crypto pairs. We have some major cryptocurrencies. You're going to get access to all of that for 3 weeks. At the end of the 3 weeks, we're going to have you choose one sector of choice. Now, a sector would be not an entire market like the stock market, but one sector in the stock market like the technology sector. There's literally hundreds of forecasts in the technology sector alone, or the basic materials for those gold mining stocks. Or if you're a Forex trader, you can get one Forex pair, get the Euro USD or whatever one pair you want that you'll be able to keep for the entire year. So you can apply this artificial intelligence, learn it, and work with our team to master it, and then diversify from there. This is a way that you can use it to learn it and benefit from it. We're also going to give you a quick start guide so you can get up and running very quickly. That's important to us. We want to make sure that you get it installed, and we're making sure that we're there every step of the way. Now, you saw how easy it is, but there's a lot of ways you can diversify, change the indicators, and update them for your trading style. So we are going to give you free enrollment in Vantage Point University. That has over 20 on-demand videos. It includes bi-weekly market updates. We also have, 10 to 15 group training sessions a month with individual training sessions with instructors. That's one of the perks of using Vantage Point software, is that there's an immense amount of training and support behind the scenes. And it starts from day one with what we call a professional software coach. Now, the professional software coach, I think we had a typo on that slide. I see it now. The professional software coach is going to give you the information that you need from the get-go. It's a one-on-one relationship that starts within a couple of days of you installing the software, where we call you. We don't wait for you to call us. And we're going to teach you how to interpret the software. We're going to understand your trading style, what your goals are, all kinds of things. So what we're going to do is give you that training and support at no additional charge for the first 6 months. Vantage Point University, the software coach, we're going to be there every step of the way. You won't need 6 months, but anything worth doing is worth doing right. So we want to be there to support you. After all, this is technology that you may not know how to use just yet. I mean, you could drop off a very valuable multi-million-dollar plane in my driveway. I'm not a pilot. To me, it's a hunk of metal. I wouldn't be able to use it unless you taught me how to use it. And we take that concept very seriously, because we're going to give you that training and support virtually right away. But you're not going to need it. Here's why I say that. Look at your screen. Here's Cisco again. Here's Cisco and Vantage Point. The blue line's crossing below. The neural index is turning red. The predictive differences are pointing down. You guessed it. You could probably see it right away. That same Cisco chart with the artificial intelligence is trending down, 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 to the point the AI helped you avoid a 10% drawdown and reverse position, and maybe turn that into over a 10% gain because of the ability to forecast these trends in advance. And that's really the key to our success, is getting that advance notice. All right. So here's the package that we put together for everybody so that you can get the webinar only pricing. We're going to give you the software license to Vantage Point for one sector. That is normally $2,900. We're going to give you access to Vantage Point University. That tuition is $995 traditionally. And then you've got a quick quick start guide so that you can get up and running very quickly, valued at $495. Now, expert coaching, I've got valued at $1,295. You've probably done 6 months of coaching somewhere before and paid way more than that. We've got that valued pretty low, but it's very valuable. If you add all that up, this software package that's available through this webinar becomes available to you for $5,685. That's the total price that we're going to mark down in this event right now for $1,497. We're going to give you the access to save $4,000 right away. All you've got to do is put your phone number into the chat box. Make sure it says to all panelists so you don't blast your phone number out to the other people on this call. And what we'll do is we'll give you a call when we're done here and we'll walk you through, answer the questions you might have and get you set up with that year subscription so that you can get access to this information literally tomorrow. We'll send you the download link. We'll get you up and running so that you can use this information tomorrow. So put your phone number right into the questions box and we can reach out to you and get you up and running as quickly as possible. Now, if you prefer, we can also drop a link into the chat box. Matter of fact, Tabitha's on this call. She can drop a link into the chat box that you can click on if you'd rather. It's pay with a credit card through the secure order link, and then we'll give you a call and confirm the package so that you can get set up and we can help you get this installed and get using it as quickly as possible. Thank you, Tabitha, for dropping that link in there. If you guys can look into the chat box, you can see the link is there. Now, the only ongoing investment for the technology is for that data subscription. Remember, Traders only collects that global data. It gets formatted. It gets pushed into Vantage Point. You pay them directly $35 a month. You know, it's like a buck a day for global data. That's not just domestic data from here in the US, but you need the data from the European markets. You need the data from whatever markets are necessary for the artificial intelligence through that analysis. And that's what Traders only pulls together. Now, let me show you something. I wanted to show you this because this software has been available since 1991. So you can imagine. It has been put through the ringer, literally the ringer. Traders World, Traders Magazine, right? Stocks and Commodities Magazine, Market Technicians Association, Your Trading Edge. Your Trading Edge did a 4-year test on this software and came out as a highly recommend. I mean, think about that. If you had something at your disposal for 4 years and you were able to put it through the ringer, and then you came out the backside saying, I highly recommend that, that's pretty powerful. Market Technicians Association, they said this software, look right here on the middle of your screen, this software applied the nonlinear pattern recognition and forecasting capabilities of neural networks to intermarket analysis, marking yet another significant step in the evolution of PC-based technical analysis. Guys, this gives you the ability to get forecasted information with incredible accuracy because of that artificial intelligence, all right? So here's that package again. I've got this set up for webinar-only pricing where you can get all of that. Pick whatever sector you want. Like I say, the technology sector has a couple hundred stocks in it. That could set you up for success right away. Literally, you could learn this over the weekend. We'll start training you next week. And there's no reason why you couldn't apply this to your trading as soon as you felt ready. All right. So let me stop there. Let you guys know if you've got some questions or if you haven't put your phone number in, use the chat box. Let me know your questions. I'm happy to answer your questions and let us know what we can do to help you. Free trial for 1 to 2 weeks. I appreciate the question, but remember, this software has been working accurately for 30 years, since 1991. So you're not a guinea pig. We don't need to test it. We know how good it works. You've seen the accuracy. We looked at real forecasts right now, so we don't offer a free trial. This is the best way to get involved with the software at the lowest level of investment. $1,497 for an entire year. I mean, think about it. You put that much into a trade, hoping you're going to make 5%, 10%. You invest $1,500 or $5,000 into a position hoping you can pull 10%, 15% on the top end. That means you're investing $5,000 to hopefully make $500. We've flipped that ratio. You get to invest under $1,500 with the expectation and the goal to generate much more than that over the next year. At the end of the year, you get to decide, do I want to continue another year? Do I want to go to a lifetime package? What do I want to do at that point? Because at that point, you'll have been working with our team, been working with the software, and been able to generate whatever results you can using the artificial intelligence. All right. So thank you for the question. I appreciate the question. If anybody's interested in this and going lifetime right now, because you've seen enough and you know it's valuable, you can just put your phone phone number in the questions box, write Lifetime so I know. So when we give you a call after I'm done talking, we know that that's something that you want to talk about. And we want to give you every opportunity we can to set you up for success. So now is a chance. If you've got questions, I've got a couple of minutes before I've got to close out the room. I'm free to answer any other questions you have. David, I don't see a lot of questions coming through at the moment. So if you don't have any questions for me or don't want me to show anything else, I'm happy to give you the room back. And I really appreciate the time. After all, like I said earlier, you know, giving traders the opportunity to learn one or two or three tips that could really help them get to the next level this year, that makes me happy. That's what I enjoy doing. So thank you for giving me the chance to do that and give you guys the view from my vantage point.